Уважаемый господин.
Distinguished Chair, thank you. And thank you to Austria for her efforts to give a new proposal here for this text. We are ready to explain our proposal. For us, it is important to use the word including instead of the words in particular, so as to not place an emphasis on the use of conventional weapons, in particular in areas where there are concentrations of civilians. We believe that the discussion of the use of conventional weapons in any area, regardless of the concentration of civilian population, that are important. We are not prepared to divide cases into cases where there are high concentrations of civilians and cases where there are low concentrations of civilians, and to, on that basis, prioritize our consideration of incidents. We believe it is important to examine any case involving the use of conventional weapons which could affect a civilian population, regardless of how concentrated that population is in a given area. We understand that for some states, it is important to show, to reflect the question of challenges presented by the use of conventional weapons in areas where there are high concentrations of civilians. But that does not mean that other cases shouldn't be considered or emphasized too. So that is why we would like to insist on the words including. At the same time, it is important for us to place this sentence after the words challenges presented by the use of conventional weapons during armed conflict, but not after the impact on civilians, because for us, impact on civilians is important in and of itself, regardless of the concentration of a given civilian population in a particular area. Therefore, we suggest keeping the text that we put forward as a compromise option, or to remove this text in general as an unnecessary addition, which we feel does not add anything to this paragraph in terms of its meaning, because this paragraph is about strengthening respect for international humanitarian law and the examination of challenges presented by the use of conventional weapons during armed conflict and their impact on civilians. That is what the paragraph is about. And as we said, we do not see any need to distinguish cases and prioritize them on the basis of the level of concentration of population, of civilian population. Civilian life is important in principle, regardless of whether there are many civilians in an area or few. And we need to worry about civilian lives as a matter of principle, because they